This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
There's this doomsday clock, Steve Miggs. It was created by the Bulletin of the Atomic Scientists back in 1947 to represent just how close humanity is to a global catastrophe.
Okay.
And this is primarily due to nuclear threats, climate change, emerging technologies.
Like all AI that stuff. And things along those lines. Yep.
So in 2024, the clock was set at 90 seconds to midnight, which is the closest that it has ever been.
I don't even understand what that means. Like, I know it's representative of something, but up until honestly today, I didn't even realize there was an actual clock that they're looking at. And they have it. I don't know if you've seen the clock.
Yes.
It looks like they bought it from IKEA. It's kind of like this like super kind of artsy farty wacky looking clock thing.
It's almost like cartoony.
Yes.
So this is the closest it's ever been until 2025 happened.
It is now 89 seconds to midnight. This is the closest the world has ever been to midnight.
Well, great. I'm glad 2025 is off to a great start.
It's going to be our year for sure. So this leads us to want to ask a simple question. We'll talk to Chris in Smoky Point with that simple question. And that simple question is this. What do you absolutely need to get done before doomsday hits?
Oh, the clock's ticking.
I have a pre-planned out bunker that I'm going to build next to my house. It's going to be about 200 yards away from the house, and it's four shipping containers all sealed together below ground about 100 feet, and that'll keep, even in if a nuclear winter hit, that would keep ambient temperature enough to survive even if the permafrost hit.
Chris, I love that you have this all mapped out and ready to go.
Oh, yes. I have the plans. I have the drawings. I have everything all done up, how I want my entrance to be, everything.
You have room for four more. We'll do a podcast in there.
Sure do. I have the radio system and everything all set up.
Let's go.
That's awesome.
We're broadcasting live from Chris's bunker.
To Chris.
206.
How come Chris is the only person that calls into our show now?
803 Rock. Chuck at Martha Lake. What are you going to absolutely have to get done before doomsday hits?
I've got to get my tattoo finished.
Yeah.
What's your tattoo of?
Yeah. It's a Red Sox logo B with a four-leaf clover. I got it started the week after my grandfather passed away. It was from Boston.
Oh, that's a nice tribute. And where is it on your body?
It's on my left rib cage.
Oh, that's not a fun
Ouch.
Spot. You really want to go into that much pain before the world ends?
Might as well.
Yeah.
You know, I stare at it all the time, and I'm like, why haven't I finished that yet? You know, you have kids, you have a house, other bills come up.
Chuck, I don't know if you're like me, though. The older I get, I have all these plans of getting more tattoos. I'm just like, I don't know if I really want to go through the pain of the tattoo again.
We're getting wimpy in our old age. We're getting soft.
Very.
206-803-ROCK. John in Tacoma, what do you absolutely need to get done before doomsday hits?
I need to go skydiving. Ooh,
wow. Is this for the first time?
Yeah, first time.
What compels you to want to go skydiving so bad? Is it just something that's been on your bucket list for a long time?
It has. I am an adrenaline junkie. I love doing things that just get the heart really pumping and going.
So what's the last thing you did that got your heart pumping?
Last thing I did was I jumped off of a cliff into the Sandy River last summer.
I'd be too terrified to do that. I feel like I would just time it wrong. I've back in college, we used to have like a little thing where you go cliff jumping. It wasn't anything massive. It was like two stories high, but still scary. And I remember thinking, like, I'm just like a couple inches away from a disaster. And one of our buddies that did it came so close.
No.
Like, we all freaked out. We thought he bonked his head.
And
my gosh. That was the last time we did that.
You ever see those freaks that do like gainers off of those too?
No.
You really? Like, you know what a gainer is?
No.
It's like a... It's like a reverse backflip, kind of. So you jump off the cliff.
Why don't you just say a reverse backflip?
Because it's called a gainer.
You got to get the gainers,
oh
bro.
Oh, my God.
Sick gainer.
Sick gainer, bro.
You gainering tonight? Is that what they call it? Are we gainering?
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today.
And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.